An exhaustless source of instruction and delight, August 28. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? NKJV. To Adam and Eve was committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it. Though rich in all that the owner of the universe could supply, they were not to be idle. Useful occupation was appointed them as a blessing, to strengthen the body, to expand the mind, and to develop the character. The book of nature, which spread its living lessons before them, afforded an exhaustless source of instruction and delight. On every leaf of the forest and stone of the mountains, in every shining star, in earth and sea and sky, God's name was written. With both the animate and the inanimate creation, with leaf and flower and tree, and with every living creature, from the leviathan of the waters to the mote in the sunbeam, the dwellers in Eden held converse, gathering from each the secrets of its life. God's glory in the heavens, the innumerable worlds in their orderly revolutions, the balancings of the clouds, the mysteries of light and sound, of day and night, all were objects of study by the pupils of Earth's first school. The laws and operations of nature, and the great principles of truth that govern the spiritual universe, were opened to their minds by the infinite author of all. In the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, their mental and spiritual powers developed, and they realized the highest pleasures of their holy existence. As it came from the Creator's hand, not only the Garden of Eden but the whole earth was exceedingly beautiful. No taint of sin, or shadow of death, marred the fair creation. God's glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. The Garden of Eden was a representation of what God desired the whole earth to become, and it was His purpose that, as the human family increased in numbers, they should establish other homes and schools like the one He had given. Thus in course of time the whole earth might be occupied with homes and schools where the words and the works of God should be studied, and where the students should thus be fitted more and more fully to reflect, throughout endless ages, the light of the knowledge of His glory.